Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our friends from the ODC, and we have joined in with us right now, Erin Smith. She is the president and CEO of the ODC, and this is her first time joining us. Erin, good to meet you.
Hello. Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
I was telling Erin in our pregame, I've heard nothing but good things about you. It's great to put a face to the name and all of that, and for the community to put a voice to the name, if you will. Appreciate how have you been enjoying things? How have you? How have things been going? Your first time here with us?
Yes, it's been fantastic. I started in May, so I've got about 6 months under my belt now. I've been very familiar with ODC for decades in prior areas of my work in long-term care and home and community-based services, but it is my first time being on the provider side. So it's been really exciting. I have a fantastic team. It's an amazing community. The community is so supportive of us and all the different areas that we are located in. So it's been really fun getting to know people and just appreciate this opportunity to share a little bit about myself and what we're doing at ODC now.
Yeah, let's if you don't mind, just a little bit more about you. Are you from this area, your background? You mentioned a little bit of your work background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am from Wapaka. I do not live in the Rapids area, but I've worked within Stevens Point, Rapids, Marshfield for a number of years. I worked in long-term care on the managed care side for over a decade. I've worked within the provider association space for a while. I also ran my own independent consulting business for some time, working directly with providers who were doing transformational kinds of projects and work. So kind of skated all around the provider land. And now just really happy to be back kind of closer to where the action is really happening and getting to support folks every day that need help, like the kind of help that ODC provides people.
You've got a very impressive background, and we're lucky to have you at the ODC and somebody with your background in that spot and everything. It does seem a little bit different than what you're doing now. Was there something in you that you wanted to work in a nonprofit industry? You wanted to work in with a company like the ODC?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started my career in long-term care as a social worker, and so I was working directly with clients with intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, and mental health diagnoses. And as I kind of progressed through different areas of leadership and management and different organizations, I really felt that I was missing being back closer to the work again. And so I was really happy when I had the opportunity to come work at ODC to feel like I was a little bit closer knit to the community and back closer to the work again.
I hear it in your voice. That's awesome. That's really cool to hear. I am as excited for the ODC and our community as I am for you. I love when that happens. I get really spoiled in this job and talking to new people. And for the most part, that's how it happens, where I'm passionate about this. And this is so emotionally and physically and emotionally rewarding as well. And you're seeing more and more people doing that. That's great to hear.
Absolutely.
And happy for you. And that's good to hear. And thank you very much for the rundown there. Appreciate it. Now we got to get to work. But it's still fun because we're rewinding before we go forward. And I wanted to talk about the haunted house and how that went.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know when Anne joined you last time, she gave you a preview of what was to come. And our haunted house was just last weekend. And it was amazing. It was my first time seeing it from beginning to end. I had toured it while they were setting it up a year ago. And so I understood how vast of a project it was, but to actually see it from behind the scenes from beginning to end was absolutely remarkable. We have a handful of staff and community volunteers, which is just incredible, who literally transformed our building to be almost like a haunted maze, although it was really just a path through our entire warehouse. It was incredible. All these different scenes of creativity and design that they did to really create quite a spooky experience through our building, fully accessible. I know Anne shared all of that with you last month, but it was a great success. We had over 2,100 people that came through our doors over Friday and Saturday evening. Many, many families, all ages, individuals that were really happy to be able to have a space where you could bring a stroller through or a wheelchair through. It was fully accessible. So it was a really cool opportunity. Got to meet so many great folks from the community and really cool to just see how many people showed up. We had food trucks out in the parking lot. It was a really a full experience event and really kind of a nice kickoff pre-Halloween to get people in the Halloween spirit.
It's becoming more and more popular every year. And just as much as that, the work and the creativity they're putting into it is getting more and more impressive every year. And it's a fun event, and that alone is well worth it. But it's also, there's a couple of other layers to it that I've talked about with Anne before, and I've talked about with people in the community about. And, you know, I was talking to a listener the other day about this, and they had just heard that the ODC had did this. This is last month, but it feels like it was the other day. And we were talking about it, and they were saying how, wow, I didn't know the ODC would do something like that, or that's really cool they're doing that. And it got me thinking more and more about it. And as you might not think of it, but if you know the ODC, this is actually right up the ODC's alley, really, in many ways. Not so much a haunted Halloween event, but just something like an event that thinks of things that we don't always think about, that are gray areas in our minds and our society sometimes, that we don't always think about people that are maybe sensory issues or some other things that just aren't in our brains always right away. And part of the ODC's purpose and mission is to do that, mm-hmm. is to remind us of these gray areas, these things that we don't always see in our blind spots. Why not with a holiday like this? And what a great way to not only bring the community together, give people something to look forward to, like you said, celebrate Halloween a little bit early. I'm okay with that. I love right. Halloween. But also bring some attention and awareness and some people into the building and really understanding it. We're just meeting ourselves and getting to know each other, Aaron. This community's heard me ramble for years about the ODC, and my family, like many out there, were really impacted by the ODC and helped by the ODC. For every family like that, there's people out there that may have never been to the building or something, so you bring them in, bring them more attention to it. It's just such a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can say, you know, we had some folks, I was kind of in the greeting crew and had families ask, well, you know, what's the fee or where's the fundraiser part of this? And this really was an opportunity for us to just give back. And, you know, if people wanted to leave a donation, they absolutely could, but it was by no means a requirement. There was no surcharge. It was really just open the doors and come and have a good time. And we felt really good about being able to do that. And we're really happy to see that people were taking up on that opportunity to have a free event for the family.
It's a fun one. We're already looking forward to next year, and I have no doubt that they're already planning and putting little, you know, making mental notes and everything for next year. It'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Also looking forward to talking about this with you, the launching of the new mental health and children's services in Marshfield. Can we touch on that for a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been providing children's services and our mental health clinic, our Opportunity for Hope is our clinic here in Rapids, and we are looking at expanding our reach there. So we can serve anyone in the mental health services through telehealth. However, there's a lot of folks that would rather see their therapist in person, you know, for outpatient therapy. So we're using our existing space in the Marshfield area, but there's some transformation we need to do to make it a more inviting therapeutic environment for folks. So we're working on that right now. We're certified and ready to go. It's just a matter of getting that space ready and making some investment there to make sure that it feels like a therapeutic environment. But we're really excited for that. We know there's a lot of need in all of our communities for mental health resources and options there. So we're excited to get that going. Recruitment, you know, always takes a little while to make sure you're finding the right fit, getting the word out, really going through that interview process. So that's also an investment of time and resources that will be starting here soon. And similarly with the children's services, we have some space in our Marshfield area, but it needs some work to really make it an inviting space for children's services. We do after-school supports in the summertime. We do daytime supports when the children are not in school. We do respite services either at our facility, in the community, or even in the family's home if they're wanting to work on some skills that we can help work on with the parents as well. And that is really just an exciting area for us because we know from the work that we do within the school districts, we know that there's just a growing need there's a lot more early diagnoses of children that might have some kind of special needs or some kind of extra support. And the families sometimes just just don't know where to go or don't even know what's out there as an option to help them. So we're really happy to be able to fill that need. We know it's a growing need. We're getting outreach from our surrounding communities to say, hey, can you help us out with this? Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to be able to respond to those needs and grow in the areas where we know that there's the need for supports like ODC can provide.
As a society, let alone individual communities, it's been less 10, 15 years. We've really brought mental health to the forefront. We talk about it more. We're more aware of it than we've ever been as a society. And it's something we talk about in a raised voice now, not hushed voices and some of those things. But while we're there now with as a society, the ODC has been on this topic long time ago for many, many, many years. Mental health has been important. It's integral to the work that you guys do over there in individuals' mental health. In fact, sometimes it's the main focus of the work that's being done with a client or something like that. So it makes sense. And it's so encouraging to hear of like the expansion of these things or the addition of these things. You know, adults certainly, you know, need help and everything, but focusing on kids or you know, other people that might not have services available to them otherwise. It's such a great thing to be able to see that the ODC seeing these gray areas, these blind spots again, that really could be benefited in our community.
And the neat thing about it is you're absolutely right. It's been identified for years that these were service areas that ODC wanted to grow and develop. And it took a while for that to kick off. You know, it was there and the structure was there for it. And now we're really seeing the referrals coming through and the need. And sometimes it just takes a while to get the word out that, hey, this is an offering and help is there. And we want to be able to meet those needs of the folks in our communities.
And, you know, to the point of what you were saying before about where we need to get these buildings right, we need to get them set up right and everything, I'm encouraged by that, too. It's so much of a, this is where my love of nonprofits really kicks in, where, yes, we need to keep the lights on, that's important, but our job is about people, not money. And so getting it right instead of done quickly, that's really encouraging to hear. It's all the better for these communities and our communities as a whole. That's great. Kind of piggybacking off of that, going into the WAPACA expansion a little bit, how is that going?
Yeah, so we've really been talking about how do we continue to grow to ensure that we can reach the folks that need help the most, meet the needs of our surrounding communities. It's a lot easier to expand when you're talking about a neighboring, mm-hmm. you know, a neighboring county or a neighboring community. And we've been getting outreach from folks in WAPACA saying, hey, we could really use some extra help when it comes to community-supported living, when it comes to supported employment types of services. And that's a neighboring community of ours. And so it kind of was a natural space to look at growing into. And we found a beautiful office space there. It's great location and gives us really just the right amount of space that we need to kind of get things going in that area. And we really believe that when we can be physically present in an area, have staff that live there or are living within a relatively close proximity, that really helps our ability to build the relationships that are critical for us to be successful. For employment services, for example, when our staff can really get to know the businesses in the community, they're able to help make really good employment matches with our clients who want to get a job in the community. If we don't know the community well and we don't know the business partners, it's a lot harder to find the right match for someone who's going to then be successful in their job. So we really want to make sure that we can have that local presence, and we're really excited that we're going to be able to have that in WAPACA and start to get the word out there as well. And again, a neighboring community. There might be folks that live in Rapids or Stevens Point that commute and work in WAPACA similarly to I work in WAPACA, but I drive here every day for work. And you know, when you live in a small town, you just kind of, I guess I would say, I assume that there's going to inherently be some commuting when you live in this part of the state of, you know, somewhat of a rural area.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to drive a little bit for work. And, you know, you kind of don't really bat an eye at that anymore nowadays. So, again, we're excited to be there, to be local, and to continue to model what has been really successful in Rapids and other communities as well.
We talk about it a lot when it comes to business and economics and a community's economics, and no community survives on just its citizens alone. Everybody is needed of Point coming here and shopping, and us going to Point to shop, and WAPACA and these other areas. This topic is no different. This topic is just the same. There are going to be people that not only need the these services that live a town over or something like that. But the one of the major missions of the ODC, of starting helping your clients find employment, being able to look in other neighboring communities is only going to expand that much more and get more people into the workforce and everything. It's a win-win. It's also, I got a little caught up in when you were talking about that, Aaron, because I know the history of the ODC, and I know how so much of that finding clients jobs started here in Rapids. And mm-hmm. to think that you've expanded that much to other, that's really cool. I just wanted to take a second. Yeah. That's really cool to hear and stuff. And it's very, it's cool, but it's also a positive to our community. It's a positive to our economics. It's a positive to getting more people into the workforce. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's cool to hear. Also wanted to make some time to talk about the self-determination conference that's coming up. I don't know much about this. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so this conference, actually, today is the last day of it, so I'm missing the final day, but I got to go yesterday. Actually, this was the 18th year that the conference has been up and running. It is hosted by the BPDD, or the Board for People with Developmental Disabilities, mm-hmm. and it really and truly is focused on self-determination or self-advocacy. So the primary folks that attend this conference are individuals with disabilities, their caregivers, their families, folks that are saying, how do I live a self-determined life? Mm-hmm. Then you also have a lot of people like ODC, funders that join as well, because they're all committed to helping to ensure that people can live as autonomous of a life, as self-directed life that they possibly can live. And so the conference is really designed around advocacy, skill building, independence, and connecting people to the resources to help them be able to do that. And it's really cool. ODC, for years, to my knowledge, has brought not only staff that go down, but they go down and bring clients with. So they get the experience. They do dinners. They did last night. They do a dinner, awards, and a dance. They have a DJ. And it's just really cool, because sometimes for individuals with a disability, it might be the first time that they got to go to the Kalahari in the Wisconsin Dells, spend the night,
awesome.
Go to a dance. I mean, just go to the things that, you know, are just really some of the most fun parts of your year, you know, to look forward to an event like that. And then top it with, you're getting to learn a lot of skills about how to live more independently, get connected to tools and resources to do that, give service providers like ODC, you know, our staff that go down there, they might attend some sessions where they learn a few things that we can bring back to provide better services as well. So it's just really a holistic kind of approach from the folks who receive services to the individuals that are providing services to kind of come together and figure out, how can we all do this better together? And again, 18 years that they've been providing this conference, I don't have the final number, but I heard yesterday that there were perhaps around 700 people that joined this conference.
Awesome.
So it's a big reach, and it was really cool to be able to be a part of it, and really cool for ODC to be able to send some, and not only our staff, but a number of clients down there as well to get the full experience.
Can see so much of what you're saying, and along with all of that, the fellowship that can only happen when you're with people that know a little bit of what your life is like, that the relatability that's there, that they don't have that often, whether it's the people working this, you know, or the clients, either or. That's a really cool part of that too. That's great to hear. And I want to go to next year's. Sounds awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun. I really want to go.
Anybody should. Anyone that's interested in whether it touches you to one degree or another with self-advocacy is so important. And it's just a really fun time. You know, the energy there is kind of like nothing else. So
it seems like it.
You should check it out.
Speaking with Aaron Smith, President and CEO of the ODC. And Aaron, one last thing I wanted to get into with you, the Project Search 25-26 school year, touching on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's we're kind of kicking off the beginning of this school year. And for those that don't know a lot about Project Search, it's a really incredible program. It finds individuals who are kind of transitioning out of school, wanting to experience work, but really need some assistance to be able to do that. So ODC is one of the partners. We are a provider, obviously, in this space, where we partner with locations in Wausau, Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Marshfield. We'll work with places like Aspyrus, the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, the Riverside Hospital, Marshfield Medical Center. And we will pair our staff with the interns, who are students. Sometimes there's adult interns as well, who have maybe had a hard time finding the right employment match. And so we have these amazing partners through Project Search that give our interns their actual space at their place of employment. So, for example, at Aspirus, and they will spend every morning together working with different skills, learning different specific roles within the clinic or within the university or whatever the setting might be that we have the Project Search work with, and they'll get to learn that job, and they'll spend the entire school year mastering that, learning the skill sets. It's social skills, it's confidence, it's the specific job skills. Mm-hmm. So whether you're working within the filing, or you might be doing some of the work within laundry, for example, or within the kitchens, of a wide variety of different types of work you can get. And then they go through a formal graduation. Mm-hmm. They may be offered a job at the end of it at that specific location, or they may now have something on their resume that says, I got to have this work experience for an entire school year. This is everything I've learned. I got to work directly with the folks at the clinic or at the university, for example. And then directly with the ODC staff that specifically helped coach them throughout the year and help them through that skill building. And they go through an actual graduation ceremony, which is incredible to see. And then either, like I said, they may end up with a job at that space, or now they can move on to find a different job in the community using those skill sets that they have been working on throughout the school year. So we have almost 30 interns this year that we'll be working with.
That's awesome.
Again, across those locations between Wausau, Point Rapids, and Marshfield. And it's just a really neat opportunity. One of the other things I wanted to highlight, there's a Rotary Winter Wonderland that we've been doing in the Marshfield area. That show opens up the day after Thanksgiving, and then it runs every night from 5 until 9 p.m. until December 31st. We sign up, and we have volunteers who collect donations at the gates, and this is something that is just a really cool opportunity. And if you haven't ever seen it yet, it is definitely worthwhile to check it out. And again, you can probably Google the Marshfield Rotary Winter Wonderland and find out more information on that. But that will be starting again over this holiday season.
You have to check that out. Make plans, bookmark that, or mark it on your calendar for that one, everybody, especially if you haven't gotten the chance to take it in before. Aaron, it's been great talking with you, getting to know you. Looking forward to talking again real soon. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, or just the ODC in general, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Send them to the website. Is that best?
Yeah, absolutely. You can check out our website. You can reach me directly at esmith@odcinc.com. Happy to chat. Again, being new to the Rapids area, I'm really looking forward to meeting new individuals. I've been having a lot of great conversations with folks that have been longtime supporters of ODC, and just excited to get to know more people in the community. So please reach out.
And for the audience to be aware, Aaron hasn't done anything like this before. You nailed this. Well done.
Great job.
Great interview. Thank you. Looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks. Thank you for the time.
Thanks
so much for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.